This is TWiT.
In browser news, Firefox will be adopting a new privacy-enhancing referrer policy, which I'm glad to see. We're all currently on Firefox 86. 87 will bring this update. We've talked about the misspelled web browser referrer, R-E-F-E-R-E-R, header often. It's, of course, supposed to be R-E-F-E-R-R-E-D or R-R-E-R, but it's not. It was misspelled in the original specification and implementations. So that's that's what we have today. It's long been controversial because it contains, by design, you know, the original architects of the web thought, hey, when a query is sent to for some other asset from a web page, it would be really handy for that asset being queried to know who's asking. So the referrer header in a web browser's query contains the URL of the page that referred its visitor to the resource being requested. That could be another web page, a tracking beacon, or anything that the browser fetches from the referring page. And, you know, once upon a time, that would be a useful thing to know. But not surprisingly, the referrer header has become a source of significant tracking information. Mozilla aims to trim its feathers back a bit. And if you think about it, remember, like in the really bad old days, you could put a username and password in the URL. There was a syntax for that, and there was something I did for Squirrel where one of the things that has always been adhered to is nothing after a pound sign has ever been in a referrer. So you can put things that you absolutely don't want leaked behind a pound sign. But of course, lots of other information like the query tail, all that stuff after the question mark. So for example, search engines often use the whole long search phrase following a question mark in the URL. Well, what that means is that everything that the browser on that page goes out to request, ads, beacons, you know, everything gets the referrer header that until this change would contain that query tail, meaning they know what you searched for in order to get to the page, which has then requested all this other stuff. So obviously, this is a huge privacy mess. Mozilla has announced that the next release of Firefox will introduce a more privacy-focused default referrer policy to protect Firefox users' privacy. And it's about time. The web browser will, from 87 on, automatically trim user-sensitive information like the path, which is great because it's no one's business, and the query string information, which is accessible otherwise and has been historically from the referrer URL. Mozilla's spokesperson said, unfortunately, the HTTP referrer header often contains private user data. It can reveal which articles a user is reading on the referring website, or even include information on a user's website account. And of course, it's actually somewhat surprising and disturbing to see just how much potentially useful to bad guys information is inadvertently leaked by browser referrer headers. An examination of web servers logs shows referrer headers often containing, among other tidbits, internal host names of government and enterprise entities that most likely should never be public. Yet this mechanism publishes them with just like sort of blindly without thinking. And of course, bad guys could easily use such information to their advantage. The first appearance of an explicit referrer policy appeared in our web browsers. It varied by browser, but it was around 2016 to 2018, depending upon which browser implemented and which browsers followed. And back then, you know, the web was still largely a hybrid of HTTP and HTTPS. So there was a concern that resources being accessed over the less secure, certainly it was unencrypted and unauthenticated HTTP, should have a restricted view of what was going on any HTTPS page. So the referrer policy then was known as no referrer when downgrade. That was enacted. So any query to an HTTP page or asset would not have any referrer header. It was just eliminated. So the idea then was that less secure resources would receive much less information about the page requesting whatever their asset was if that page was protected by HTTPS. So anyway, today, Mozilla considers the no referrer when downgrade policy just to be a relic of the past because, as we know, today's web looks much different. We're finally on a path to becoming HTTPS only, and browsers are taking steps to curtail information leakage across websites. So Mozilla has decided that it's time for Firefox's default referrer policy to be updated. Starting with 87, it will be using what's known as strict origin when cross origin, which will trim sensitive information accessible in the referrer's URL. So, for example, where previously Firefox's referrer header might be HTTPS, might contain the referrer header value would be https://www.example.com/, and then the full path and the question mark and then the query. Now, under Firefox 87, when the request is being made to any other domain, the referrer header's value in that query from the browser will stop after example.com. That's it, period. No path, no query. So, you know, significantly more privacy. And really, when you think about it, it's a little jarring that this is only happening now. It's one of those things that, wow, you would have thought this would have been done 10 years ago. But, you know, the problem is these sorts of things tend to break stuff. So pulling back to make privacy-centric changes is something that, you know, arguably needs to be done carefully so that things are not broken. So anyway, this new policy will affect everything, all navigational requests, redirection requests, all of a page's sub-resources, images, styles, scripts, everything to provide a significantly more private browsing experience. And the best news is we don't have to do anything. This just gets changed in Firefox for us with the next release. So, yay.
Which is out now.
Is 87?
Yeah.
It wasn't last night. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I did a check and an update, and I was at 86. So
you made me check.
Oh, new, cool. Yeah.